KBOE Live and Local Sunshine, 24 degrees. It is 8:24.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KBOE News Time, 8:24, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We're pleased to have with us Sailor Middleton and Sarah Patterson joining us from Newman Regional Health. We got a few things to talk about here today.
Sailor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good.
Good.
A little bit less frazzled.
Yes.
Last time we were here last week.
We move forward.
We move forward. That's right. And we also have Sarah Patterson in. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good. Well, we're going to be focusing on the upcoming Diabetes Health Fair in a second, but Sailor, we got one big thing coming up here quite a bit earlier than that. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on today that you wanted to just do a quick hitter on.
Absolutely. Today is our baby shower, our community baby shower event, and it is going to be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, the Anderson Building.
Right.
And it is free of charge, and anyone that comes in, a new mother within the last 4 months must be present to receive a pack and play, which is first available to the pre-registered attendees.
Got it.
So they will, they'll get a pack and play. And it's a really awesome event that we just open up to the community to just kind of bring the moms together and make it a safe space to kind of learn more about that.
Cool. So. And then 2, 4, and 6 for the sessions today?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. Let's now shift to what's coming next month, Sarah. You got the Diabetes Health Fair. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So I'm excited to talk a little bit about our Diabetes Health Fair. It's a free community event, and it is going to be on April 18th. It starts at 4:30. It goes to 6 o'clock, but we do have a special guest speaker. Dr. Jonathan Bates is going to be doing this this year, and he's going to have a presentation on diabetes and chronic kidney disease. So we're excited to have him, and then we'll have a lot of booths that are going to have some information regarding different topics or different products that are going to be available for diabetics. So,
now, do you need to have diabetes? Is this like diabetes reserved only, or is this basically a community at large event?
This is going to be a community at large event. Okay. So those with pre-diabetes, diabetes, somebody that might be taking care of somebody or has, you know, just an interest in learning more, everybody's going to be invited. So we'd love to see as many people come as possible.
I have to ask here just how prevalent diabetes is becoming. It seems like over the last 20 years, maybe it's a little bit longer than that, or maybe it's a shorter but harder spike.
Right.
It seems like diabetes is really causing a lot of problems for an increasing number of people.
Yeah, definitely. The numbers are going up, and you know, not only as adults that we're seeing it in, but in pediatrics as well. So it's, you know, a global problem, not just the United States, but you know, certainly that's something that we want to try and help prevent and get as much information out there so people can take care of it the way that they can.
And with the a number of providers, I guess, that's involved, you've got to be really pleased with the amount of information that comes from the different providers. I mean, you can ahead and, you know, hand out leaflets all you want to, but having a chance to speak with somebody one-on-one, that's got to help.
Right. Yes. We also have some diabetes classes that we do. So we hold those once a month, and that's going to be more individualized for the patient or for the participant to come in and have it focused on, you know, maybe what are their specific questions. And so that's, you know, a two-day event. It's not all day, but, you know, it's something that, again, is certainly a lot of information that they can get to help promote or, excuse me, help prevent or any complications that may come about.
Sure. Now, with your role as a clinical dietitian, maybe you can answer the question of maybe some of the either frequently asked questions or common misperceptions about diabetes that are out there when people start coming into the program?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, in the program, there's not only going to be myself, who's a dietitian and a diabetes educator, but we also have the pharmacist, we have nurses available. So, you know, any specific questions that may come up, that would be a great resource for them to have all of this personnel available.
Gotcha. Sarah Patterson, Sailor Middleton, joining us as we focus on the annual Diabetes Health Fair, which is coming up April 18th, 4:30 to 6. Is this one of those things where you just show up? Do you have to pre-register ahead of schedule?
No pre-registration necessary. You just show up. Like I mentioned before, we have a guest speaker, and he is going to be starting at 5:30. So
okay.
The booths will be set up starting at 4:30, and they go from there.
Awesome. Before we get closed down here, Sailor, I know we were on last week to talk a little bit about Teddy Bear Clinic. Mm-hmm. I just kind of put that out there for folks that that's coming up here. April now 6th. We're a week and a half away from mm-hmm. it. So
yes, it's coming up quick. Mm-hmm. April 6th, we've got our Teddy Bear Clinic. It's going to be at the Flint Hills Mall. It'll be from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
And it's a come-and-go event. We've got fun little stations on the side for the kiddos. We've got the fire trucks and the police cars, and then we've got the bouncy house and
sure.
things like that. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Sarah, before we close things down, where's the Diabetes Health Fair going to be? Because I think that the Anderson Building has been in years past.
Yes, and that's where it will be this year as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free of charge. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, either about the health fair specifically or maybe something else connected with diabetes or pre-diabetes before we wrap things up this morning?
So I don't have any specifics except for, you know, encouraging people to come, get the information that we have available. We'd love to see you. We're going to have some prizes. It'll be a lot of fun, and you'll get a lot of info.
Good deal. Sailor, anything else that you wanted to bring up about the baby shower or teddy bear clinic?
Nope.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Awesome. Well, we'll be seeing you probably within the next couple
yes.
of weeks.
It's
become
we'll be
a regular
back.
Occurrence.
Yes.
Sailor, thanks so much for setting this up, though. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
And Sarah, thanks for joining us here today. And we'll probably have you on the morning show probably close to the event coming up.
That would
the next
be great.
Month, so.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you. Sailor Middleton, Sarah Patterson from Newman Regional Health, our morning show Newsmaker 2 guests here today.
All right. Thank you all. Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Sunshine, 24 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:31. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescue crews have halted their operations in Baltimore at the site of the now-collapsed Key Bridge.